Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Tony Luke Jr., and I listen to Joanne on Star Dish Radio. Do not miss this. This is the greatest show on radio. You have to catch it. You have to listen to it. It is amazing. Take my word for it. I don't lie.
Hi, this is Robin Strasser on Star Dish. Let's dish.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know, oh, 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 yeah.
Hey, this is Scott Clifton, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Star Dish Radio. Today is March 1st, 2010. I'm Joanne, your host, welcoming you to another edition on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get some calendar updates. For March 4th, we have the magnificent, March 5th, Ronnie Marmo. I'm reading my calendar wrong. Ronnie Marmo is March 4th, and Jennifer Behrens is March 5th, so don't miss out on that. Let's see. My guest tonight is the lovely, lovely friend of Star Dish Radio. She's been back several times, and she's more like a long-lost cousin, I'll say. And I want to welcome back my dear, good friend, Miss Tana Frederick.
Ah, hi. I know. I feel like you're my sister. I love it.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Very good. Same here. You know, it's a little rough out there, but making it work.
Yep. I hear you on that.
Yeah. So, Tana, you've been a busy girl. Tell me, how's the play going?
The play is going great. Really unbelievable to have a show run this long out in Los Angeles. We're almost to our 100th show.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's packed out. You know, we have packed houses, and it's such a great feel-good piece that's so validating to artists, and not just to artists, but to anybody, you know, who have gone after what they want to do in life, regardless of how much money they make or, you know, how much notoriety they get. It's a really beautiful play. So that's been going great, and we are actually turning it into a film and shooting it in July.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's
been
going great.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, it's really... it's really an emotionally exhausting piece, I have to say. I'm completely floored by all the people who do Broadway, because I can't imagine doing it every night of the week. I mean, Katharine Hepburn I'm reading this Katharine Hepburn biography, and she talks about how when you do theater, you have no other life, which is so
right. True.
You know, I mean, it's basically I sleep all day, then, you know, before the show, you don't have life. You can't go out after you know, it's just, it exhausts you, and you have to be emotionally prepared and physically prepared to do it. And,
right.
So I kind of have like not had a life since September, I think.
Wow.
But then I get to talk to you on the phone, so it's like a little party.
You know, there you go.
My office.
Yay.
Well,
you're keeping busy regardless. Talk about the marathon. Tell me what it's about, who you're running in name of, that type of thing.
I've done one other marathon. My parents have both run five marathons, which
okay.
Growing up, you know, that was a really big that was a really big motivator, I think, and for me to run marathons and to keep active as I got older. So I ran the Chicago Marathon, and my time was 4:08, and I wanted to do a sub-4 time, under four hours, and I didn't. But this marathon I am training really, really heavily for so that I can finish it in, I'm hoping, 3:30. I mean, ideally I want 3:20, but, you know, and so it's a really fast time, and it's a really it's kind of a crazy thing to be doing along with the play, but you know,
yeah.
It's hard to find a balance for me to, you know, how do you balance off the emotionality of a play and without, you know, completely self-destructing? So I've been running and just kind of exhausting myself physically and then going into emotional throes at night. But by that time, it's like, oh my God, I've run 20 miles. I don't even care. You know,
mm-hmm.
It somehow just balances off the stress and of the play. So I'm running it for a really great organization. It's an organization my parents are involved with in Iowa. It's the North Iowa Alliance on Mental Illness. And that is one of the organizations I'm raising money for. And the other one is the North Iowa Area Transition Center.
Okay.
And both of these are programs which help facilitate the healing of mentally ill in North Iowa. And actually, my mom's been on the board, and my dad's been on the board of these organizations for the last 15 or 20 years or something. And in North Iowa, they were going to have to shut down. You know, there's not much money at all for mental illness and programs targeted toward the mentally ill. And so the North Iowa Alliance on Mental Illness was actually in the negative. So they were going to have to shut down. And I just thought, well, I'm going to run for these people. I'm going to see how much money I can get. So far I've raised $3,000 for them, and they are going to be able to keep working and keep helping out the, you know, it's all, they deal with mentally ill in all of North Iowa. So it's really, I find that really important, really important.
Now, you running that time, that I'm looking at your website as you're chatting. If you run that time, that'll qualify you for the Boston Marathon, and then you're going to do that also?
Yes.
Oh my
God. Going to do the Boston and then continue to raise money for mental illness. Yeah. So, I mean, the qualifying time for a woman for the Boston Marathon is 3:40.
Right.
But I'm trying to, you know, say, okay, I want to finish in 3:30 so that I give myself, I shoot for faster so I don't make that cut. But
right.
But it's been tough. It's really, running a marathon is very grueling.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't think I would do, like, I don't think I could do over 5, but
right
now it's fun. It's fun. It's really amazing to push yourself to see what your body can do and overcome, you know, when your mind tells you there's no way I can run 26 miles, your body allows you to, and it's
right.
It's a blessing, you know?
Right. Well, for everybody listening, you can actually go, I put Tana's website in the chat room, and you can, and I'll put it up on my website too. You can go and click under Marathon, and there's a little tab there to donate to her running the marathon. So
yeah,
keep that in mind also.
One for the Transition Center and one for the North Iowa Alliance on Mental Illness. And it's under www.tanafrederick.com, and there's a PayPal on there, totally safe and secure to donate. And even if, you know, even a $5 donation can really make a difference.
Definitely make a difference. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I mean, anything can make a difference at that point, and it's a fabulous cause to be running for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think just the fact of you know, donating a little bit toward it, or standing, not that I'm trying to get on a soapbox and get a whole bunch of people to give money, but I'm just saying standing for or being behind, backing me in running this marathon is really important, because it raises awareness of of mental illness, you know, and there's such a stigma attached to the mentally ill, and on all levels, whether it's a severe schizophrenic or a mildly depressed person, you know, it's something that people are ashamed about. It's something that is not dealt with well in society. That, you know, that guy from Growing Pains who just killed himself, who had
that was Andrew Koenig.
Yeah, and he was a depressed individual, and there are help for people who are depressed. You know, there are, but there's not enough. There's not enough facilities for people like that. There's not enough. It's not something that's like alcoholism where you can go in and do an intervention and it's become sort of a normalized, a normalized thing in society. It's still kind of cursed, and people don't like to talk about it, and people feel that's some sort of a weakness, you know, if they're and are not as willing to seek help for it. So, you know, I think it's really important cause to stand for and just
sure
get
it
out
is
there. You know,
you're absolutely right. And in his case, it was really sad. And in many cases, it's sad because with mental illnesses, and especially with places as far as going with insurance and all that other stuff, you know, that that they tackle along with it. If you don't have the right insurance, you don't get the right help. If you don't have this, you don't get the right help. Marie Osmond's son just committed suicide. He was depressed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like real, you know, there is help out there, and it's just a matter of getting it to the people in time and doing it correctly. You know, I think that mental illness gets a bad rap, and, you know, people do want to stereotype, oh, well, then, you know, that person must be on Prozac, or that person must be on this, or, you know, it's not all about that, you know what I mean? It's not,
yeah,
you,
exactly.
You can do
it's
things
not
besides medicine, you know what I mean? There's a lot of different ways to deal with depression, and it's just a matter of getting it out in the
open, not
be afraid to talk about it.
And just, you know, beginning more dialogue in the United States about it. Just that in itself needs to happen, because it is sad when people feel embarrassed or people feel ashamed. You know, I went through a bout of depression in my life. I know a lot of girlfriends who have, you know, a lot of women. I have family members who have seasonal affective disorder, who have, you know, are mildly depressed. And it's not something like terrible. It's something that, you know, it's something physiological and chemical in the brain. And it's not a big deal, you know, it's really not. And there is help for it. There are people are willing to talk about it. It's just, we need more people who are willing to talk about it, and we need more help for it. So
absolutely. And what I don't think people realize is that people become depressed for many different reasons. And it does start young. I mean, there's children that are depressed, and it does start young, you know, but that kid's, you know, 8 years old. What could he be depressed about? There's a lot of stuff to be depressed about, you know. And even an 8-year-old, you know, I mean, you have, kids are cruel, and they're cruel to each other. So, you know, for instance, if you have some bullying or, you know, that can really rack on a kid's self-esteem, and that sets a pattern for them. You know, if it's not recognized, and if you brush it off, then you got situations like Columbine. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, they'll get over it. No, they're not going to get over it unless you help them, and you can't brush it off.
Exactly. And no, that's exactly it. There's just not enough people talking about it, and there's not enough programs right now. There's not enough. It's not seen as serious of an issue as it should be right now. So
you're absolutely right about that. And yours, your organization is set in Iowa, which it's a pretty small town, isn't it, that you're from?
Well, for Iowa, it's one of the bigger cities. It's 30,000 people.
Okay.
You know, it's Iowa. So, but the thing is that what's important is that it's not, you know, even if somebody is listening to the show right now and is from North Dakota and wants to donate, you know, it's not just Iowa that it's going to. It's
right.
You're helping out, you know, a tiny part of the country, which, you know, is going to grow toward the betterment or help feed the betterment of the rest of the country. You know, it's not just about, well, that's just in Iowa. I mean, by helping any city in the United States, and this is, we're talking about the entire, like, northern demographic of Iowa, by helping any state in the United States, you are helping out the cause of really bringing attention to mental illness and helping fight that, the stigma attached to that, and the lack of funding. So, you know, it's important. It's important that we all band together and address it.
Absolutely. Well, let's see who we have here on the phone, girly. Area code 720. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, are you listening to me?
I'm listening to
you. Oh, I know this voice.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is like a family reunion. Joanne, this is Gil. He is
you're on my show. Now I'm on your show.
I love it. Gil does Mile High Radio in Denver. And he's my two buddies.
How are you doing? Tana came on my show about 5 years ago, or whenever Hollywood Dreams came out. She was going to do, I was doing a 3-hour show. She came on at 20 minutes into the show, and she stayed the rest of the time. She did the next 3 hours with me.
I believe it.
You know, Tana, I love you, and you better not run better than 3:30 in that marathon race, or I'm going to be broke, because I'm giving you, what am I giving you? I'm giving you something like
$10 every minute that I run under four, sub four.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, that is so awesome. It is so generous.
That's going to cost me a fortune. You better, maybe you should have a big breakfast that day.
Joanne, this guy, Gil, Joanne is one of my favorite people to talk to. I feel like I feel like with her, I did before you came out and did the movie. Like, she's just family, and Gil is he has a huge heart, and he is just a beautiful, beautiful man, a sweetheart. And I'm so happy you guys are being introduced on the Blog
How
Talk
cool
Radio.
Is that? Yes,
totally cool.
I've had Jen on my show many times, and Tana, you have so much energy for other people and things around you, and you've just not been caught up in that old Hollywood world that you got involved in and in the middle of that you scammed your way into, which I just love because I'm one scam after another. I was in Mazatlan last week. I was in Mazatlan doing my radio show down there, and they paid me to go on vacation.
Wow, that's great.
Amazing.
So I just wanted to tell you I loved you, and that whatever you're doing, I'm involved in. So if you're doing something that's worthwhile, I do a lot for charities here in town, and I know what you're doing with the Save the Shore, or the stuff you're doing for the coastline.
Surf, yep. Mm-hmm.
I apologize. I didn't have that memorized, but you're involved. You're involved, and that is just so cool. And I just can't tell you how much I love you.
Oh, I love you too. And thank you again. He said he would give me $10 for every minute underneath 4 hours that I complete. So
that's going to cost me some money. Do not set any records, okay?
I won't.
If you get under 3 minutes or 3 hours, I'm gonna have to do this in installments, I think. Thanks so much. It was great hearing about you guys. And I've battled depression in my life as well over the years. And the one person I know that has nothing to be depressed about is Tana Frederick, who is one of the most talented people I've ever met.
She's amazing.
But you know, it's interesting because even though, you know, there's so many people who have so many things going for them, and some people do get hit with bouts of depression in their lives, and it's nothing, you know, it's not their fault. It's no reflection on, you know, it's not a, you know, grin and bear it, or, you know, just lift your chin up. And it's a very serious issue, and I'm really happy that you're helping me to keep this organization going. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. When's our movie coming out?
September.
Okay, well,
he came out and did a cameo in Queen of the Lot, which is the next movie coming out with Noah Wiley, where he interviewed me. And it was great. He was great.
I play a radio talk show host named Gil. It was really some
far-fetched, huh?
Very, very challenging.
Wow, you didn't have to prepare much for that.
Well, I'll be out. I will. I promise you, I'm going to fly out for the opening of that, wherever they're going to have end up having that in the theater. And
oh, absolutely.
Dana, I love you so much. Say hi to Henry and Kelly for me and everybody out there.
I will, dear. I love you too.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Phil.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aw.
He's a sweetheart.
Very cool. Very cool.
I
don't know, Tan. I think I'd be running my little tail off to make some dough.
No, it's so generous. I mean, it's so sweet to see people who step up to the plate. It just makes me cry. It's nice.
You know, there's so much devastation going on right now with all of the catastrophes going on, from Haiti to now Chile, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and even in the eastern coast of North America with all these snowstorms. I have friends that have been, you know, without power for days and days and days. It's nice to see people that just come together and all just contribute for a good cause.
Yeah,
you know?
it's really lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Speak too much about it, but no, it is. So talk to me about the Queen of the Lot. I was going to ask you about that.
It's a sequel of sorts to Hollywood Dreams.
Right.
And in it, my character has become famous, somewhat famous. You know, she wanted to be a serious actress, but instead she has done 3 action films where she plays, her character is called the Red Wrecker. She's a secretary by day and Avenger by night. And so she's not doing exactly what she wanted to be doing, and she's gotten a couple DUIs, so she has an ankle bracelet, and she's engaged to this coxman of sorts, played by Chris Rydell, famous actor. Chris is famous, but his character is even more famous. And so she's kind of, you know, playing the Hollywood scene, and then she ends up falling in love with Noah Wiley's character, who is Chris's brother, and it's really great. It's bringing back David Provol and Zach Norman and introducing Noah in this. It was lovely working with him, and it's like a dark comedy about Hollywood, and it's really fun, and I can't wait for people to see it.
Oh, Hollywood Dreams is killer, so I can't wait to see this one.
Yeah, this is, I don't want to say it's better, but it's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Go
ahead, hon.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was going to say, how is old David Provol doing?
He's great. You know, he's in the play. I don't know if you knew
that.
Yeah,
no, remember he came on the show
day? That's right. Hmm? He's doing fantastic. I love David. David, again, is like Gil and like you. It's like our family, you know. And
yes.
He's amazing to watch on stage. David is one of the most talented actors I know or I've seen work, and I really admire him. And to be able to watch him work every day is incredible. He just, even when he doesn't, he always has something going on. He fills the space around him so that he's just absolutely mesmerizing. You can't take your eyes off of him. He, you know, his even when he doesn't have lines, he's toying with something or doing something like Brando would, you know, and he's just an amazing actor. So he's good. He's good.
Well, you have to give him my best for me. I haven't had a chance to call him and set some other stuff up with him. Let's see. What else did I want to touch on with you? I wanted to touch on your surf project.
Yeah, that's coming up in June.
Right.
June 19th and 20th.
Save Our Surf.
And it's Project Save Our Surf, and this year we're doing 24-hour surf. So it's 24 hours of surfing around the clock.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. It's the Huntington Beach, city of Huntington Beach is really supportive of us, and we are going to have 16 surf teams of 24 surfers on each. So doing the math, it's, I don't know.
It's
a lot of surfers. And they're going to be surfing to the pier is going to be all lit up in Huntington Beach, and so we're going to be surfing at night with the pier lights, and we're it's just going to be lovely. We have cool Sean Patrick Flannery. Is that the right name?
Oh, really? From the Boondock Saints?
Yes, yes. He's on board. Also, Chad Lowe is on board. John Rose, James Prebrum, David Chokichi, David O'Donnell, great Eric Balfour. All of our guys are coming back from last year and some new ones. And
wonderful.
Yeah, and then we have music element, because we have this huge amphitheater that we're going to have down there, and we're also going to have films playing, surf films, and so of course Sean Thompson and P.T. Townend, who are co-hosting it this year, are going to be showing their film Bustin' Down the Door, and then do a big Q&A. And we're getting the guys from The Cove down there. You know, it's up for an Oscar, and I'm sure it's going to win it. So they're amazing guys, that whole team. And also, we're going to be showing North Shore, directed by Randall Kleiser. So my dear friend Randall will be down there doing Q&A with the cast of North Shore. And we're hoping to, you know, amp it up this year and raise even more than we did last year, and get some good surfing and just have a good time.
That's physically grueling. You do a lot of physically demanding things there.
I know. I just got it from being a tomboy from Iowa. I really enjoy it. I need it. You know, doing a ridiculous long or difficult physical activities are my therapy.
I'm telling you, you know what? It's what they say. It does release the endorphins, and it gets you going, and that does help depression. Get back to that topic. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
It really does.
There's nothing like, especially training for the marathon, it's interesting because you hit these highs where you're just, you know, maybe at mile 12 or maybe at mile 9, you hit these highs and you just feel invincible. And you know that, and it stays with you no matter how tired you are. You feel this wonderful, the endorphins pumping through your body, and it's great.
No, I agree. Well, you know what? Oh, I always wish you the best of luck in everything that you do, and I'm always here to chit chat with you on all your projects. And maybe one of these days I'll get my tail out to California, and we'll actually have a nice little reunion.
That would be great. Maybe for the opening, for the premiere of
That would be
a lot. That would be awesome.
Fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to keep me posted on that.
I will.
And when it's going to be, and I'll see if I can definitely arrange that. That would be awesome.
It would be
to do.
Great.
Well, everyone, please go to TanaFrederick.com and go under the marathon page and click to donate. It's for a worthy cause. This girl runs her tail off for organizations, for everything. I mean, and you know what? When you see how beautiful she is and quite fit, you'll see that all of these physically challenging things she does pays off for her physically. But it also pays off mentally and spiritually, because she does everything for a reason, and you won't be sorry. So again, my best to you, my love.
Thank you. And
you're welcome back anytime.
You
know that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for helping to promote the
marathon. Of course. Of course.
For always being such a sweetheart and a doll, and just putting a smile on my face. I love
that. Listen, I'm with you. Whatever you're in, I'm in. You know, that's the way we go, girl. But very
cool.
You know, I'm telling you, I'll get to meet my brother in September at the premiere. Who knows?
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, everyone else, don't forget TanaProject.com. Click on donate under the marathon page. Don't forget tomorrow night, Tom Bosley, yes, Mr. Cunningham himself, is going to spend some time with me to talk about his career and happy days and everything else that he's done under his belt. I am so excited for that one. Big Happy Days fan. So, again, thank you to the beautiful Tana Frederick, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow night. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you.
Hey. Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.